And when you are being creative, you're creative in music, you're creative in art, you're creative in a business plan, you're creative with a meal, you're creative with a design. Guess what? God looks down and goes, that's my boy. That's my girl. You are using the ability God gave you. God made you in His image to be creative like the Creator. And so those creative ideas in art, in advertising, in every area actually come from God. And God goes, you're doing it. You're being like me.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called Can You Hear Me Now? In these lessons, we'll learn how to truly discern the Lord's voice in the midst of a world full of distractions. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a powerful tool that will help you get answers to life's most difficult questions. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How God Talks to You.
So God speaks, first of all, through His Word, the Bible. Second, He speaks through gifted teachers. Number three, God speaks through godly friends and family. Godly friends and family, particularly if they're believers, He has an easier way to talk through them to you. Now, this one we often discount because often we ignore those who are closest to us, or we dismiss what they have to say, or we discount it, or we devalue it because, well, you know, you're just my mom, or you're just my dad, or you're my brother, you're my sister, you're just a friend. And we don't realize that God actually puts people around you and then puts ideas into their mind to say things to you all the time. And you need to be careful about that because God is often speaking to you through godly friends and family members. Notice this verse, Proverbs 12:26. The godly give wise advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. Now, we all have blind spots. Some of us have bald spots, but all of us have blind spots. And you have things in your life that you're never going to see that need to be corrected in your life. And God puts people around you to tell you the truth. Everybody needs somebody in their life who loves them enough to tell them the truth. Do you have anybody like that in your life? Do you have any godly friends who don't just shine you on, don't just tell you what you want to hear, but they love you enough to level with you? They love you enough to point it out, say, you know what? You're blowing it right now. You're making a big mistake. You're full of pride. You're going the wrong direction. If you don't have anybody in your life who has the permission to get in your face, I pity you. It means that you're making a lot of stupid mistakes that are unnecessary because none of us see it all clearly. I couldn't tell you the number of mistakes that I have avoided because I listened to the advice of my wife, or Pastor Tom, or Pastor Glenn, or Pastor Lance, or Forrest, or any of the other guys. I've got about a dozen people in my life who have permission to get in my face and say, I don't care if you are the Pastor Saddleback, you're blowing this. You're wrong. You need to think. Have you ever thought about this? And if you don't have anybody in your life who loves you enough to do that, you need to get them in your life. You need to get somebody there with you who will help you in those times. And you need to be that kind of person. Are you a friend to anybody like that? If you don't do that in people's lives, you're not much of a friend. If you just let people get away with it and you see them making mistakes and stuff like that, and you don't say, hey, what are you doing? Do you realize how this looks to everybody else? Then you have a problem. Now, to all of you who are in a small group, and that's most of you now, I would say I cannot overemphasize this. One of the primary benefits of a small group is feedback and counsel. You get people in your life who you get to know so well that you can trust them, and they have permission to speak into your life, and you have permission to speak into theirs because you've earned it and you've proven that you love them. There is no trust without truth, and there is no truth without trust. You're not going to tell somebody the truth unless they trust you, and vice versa. Now, if all you do in your small group is get together once a week, and that's the only time you see each other, you're not going to develop very much of a trust. You just have to spend more time together. You need to do some fun things together. You need to go to the movies together, go to the beach together, go over to people's house and get to know each other. Shoot, our small group went on vacation together. That helps you build relationships. And so when you get to know people and you build some godly friends in your life who love you and know you, know your strengths and know your weaknesses and you know theirs, that protects you so much from so many mistakes in life. It is an invaluable way that God speaks. Now, if you don't ever read the Bible, and if you don't ever listen to godly teachers at church or in a Bible study, and if you're not in a small group where friends who have that ability to do it, God is missing a lot of chances to speak to you. And you need to do that in your life. You see, this is why God hates pride so much. Did you know that the worst sin is not adultery? It is not murder. It is not abortion. The worst sin is pride.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called How God Talks to You from our series called Can You Hear Me Now? The second half of today's study is coming up next.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away. You can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. There are only 3 days left to get yours, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Look at this next verse, Proverbs 12:15. Stupid people always think they are right. That's a good verse for the refrigerator door. Now, don't put it on your husband's mirror. Put it on your side. Stupid people think they're always right. Wise people listen to advice. God wants to use you to help others grow, and God will speak through you, but it takes courage. And God wants to speak through other people to you, and that takes humility. Some of you, you know somebody. You've got a friend or a relative or a husband or father or brother or sister or somebody you work with, and they are headed down the wrong path, and you know it. You can see it as clear as day. They're getting involved in an affair, or they're getting involved in some kind of addiction, or they're walking away from the Lord, or they're doing something that's just messing up their life, and you can see it, and you have kept your mouth zipped. And you have said nothing, and you've been a coward. And you have kept silent, and you have not loved them enough to speak truth in their lives. And as a result, you've used the 21st century cop-out, "It's none of my business." Well, it is your business if you love them. Love cares. And if you care, you'll be aware, and you'll dare to share. That's love. Love says, "I love you enough as a friend to not let you do this. Don't blow your life. Don't walk into that relationship. I care enough, and I will risk the relationship because I love you." And when you do that, God will speak through you. And God will speak to others, to you, in the same way. If you love them, it is your business. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 27, verse 6, "Wounds from a friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. In the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. You're not just kissing up to people, but you love them enough to say, you got spinach in your teeth. Okay? You love them enough to say, this is not right. This is not right. Now, again, this is why you need a small group. Because one of the ways God speaks is through a group of other people around you close enough to speak into your life. God speaks through fellowship. Now, it's not too late to get in a group. By the way, what happens if you get in a group where you don't fit? You just change. You don't give up on small groups. Hey, you know what? 2 days ago, I had a lousy meal. I'm never eating again. I went into this restaurant. They were rude. The food was cold. It was terrible. If I can't be consistent, I'm never eating again. Well, how dumb is that? No, what do? You just switch. You say, well, I don't like the people in my group. That's okay. They don't like you either. It's okay to switch. Let's just say that together. It's okay to switch. It's like going to a doctor or anything. If you don't like that doctor, there's plenty of others. We got thousands of small groups. But just because you didn't fit in one particular group, you don't give up on it. Don't miss out on God speaking to you. Because God wants to put people around you close, godly people, who can talk into your life and tell you things that maybe sometimes they don't feel real comfortable to hear, but you need to hear in order to grow. The fourth way God speaks is through impressions or ideas from the Holy Spirit. God speaks through ideas from the Holy Spirit. He gives you thoughts. He gives you suggestions. He puts impressions or notions or inspirations in your mind. Actually, when God talks to you in your mind, we call that inspiration. When the devil talks to you, we call that temptation. It's the same thing. It's just a suggestion. When God puts a suggestion in your mind, you are inspired. You have an inspiration. When the devil puts a suggestion in your mind to do wrong, we call that a temptation. And both of them just go directly into your mind. In John 14:26, it says this. The Holy Spirit will be your teacher and will bring to your mind, circle that, bring to your mind all I have said to you. This is Jesus talking. Now, the Bible calls the Holy Spirit our teacher. It also calls him our counselor. He's like a personal coach, like a personal mentor. Today, I know people who spend tens of thousands of dollars for an executive coach. I've had an executive coach for 24 years as we grew this church. And his name is the Holy Spirit. And I'm constantly asking God, what do you want me to do next? What's next, God? Holy Spirit, what do you want next? What's the next step of Saddleback Church as we're building, building, building? Now notice it says, bring to your mind. The Holy Spirit speaks directly to your mind. He doesn't speak in an audible voice. I have never in my entire life heard God speak in an audible voice. Why would he need to? He doesn't need to go through my ears. He goes directly to my mind. He brings it to my mind. Look at the next verse. The Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our heart and tells us that we are God's children. So when we talk about hearing from God, we're not talking about hearing an audible voice. Why would God waste that time? He goes directly to your mind. He knows all your thoughts. He knows everything you're thinking right now. He knows every thought you've ever had. And so he can just speak with an idea, with a suggestion. Now it says he brings it to mind. That means there's got to be something in there to bring out. That's why you need to get in this book. When you read this book and study this book and fill your mind with this book, you are banking the truth in your mind, and then the Holy Spirit can bring it to mind at just the right time. I can't tell you how many times when I've been in stress, a problem, or a temptation, I never have my Bible handy, and even if I did, I wouldn't know where to find it half the time. But instead, if I'm reading the Bible on a regular basis, I'm banking that truth in my mind because your mind never really forgets anything. And then the Holy Spirit can bring it to mind. He can bring it up. And how many times have I thought, well, what about that? Oh, I would have never thought of that on my own. It's the Holy Spirit bringing it to mind. Now, sometimes when you read the Bible and you go, I didn't get anything out of that today. You don't have to. You don't have to get something out of the Bible every time you read it. What you're doing is you're banking the truth in your mind. You're filling, because your mind's filled with everything else you've seen, every billboard, every commercial, every, you know, bad joke, every movie. It's all in there. You need to balance it with this, with the truth. And then the Holy Spirit can bring it to mind in your mind, and you're banking God's word. Now, he gives you impressions. Did you realize that every time you have a creative thought, that thought is from God? Who is the creator? God. And the Bible says you're most like God when you're creative. Why? Because God made you in his image. That's what makes you different from animals. Animals don't create. Animals don't create tools. Only human beings create tools. Why? We're made in God's image. And when you are being creative, you're creative in music, you're creative in art, you're creative in a business plan, you're creative with a meal, you're creative with a design. Guess what? God looks down and goes, "That's my boy. That's my girl." You are using the ability God gave you. God made you in his image to be creative like the creator. And so those creative ideas in art, in advertising, in every area actually come from God. And God goes, "You're doing it. You're being like me." Now, I want to tell you, this thing about impressions from God, you don't just get impressions from God, you get impressions from all different kinds of things, so you have to be very careful. In fact, impressions can be so misused, so abused, and so misunderstood. I'm going to take the next two messages just to deal with this. And next week, we're going to talk about how do you receive an impression from God and go into the details of that. And then we're going to talk about the seven ways to test an impression. How to confirm if it's really God giving you that idea or if it's just, you know, something else. But let me tell you, and we'll go into that in detail. There are two extremes to avoid. There's the rationalist who says, "None of the ideas I get it from God. I don't even believe God can talk to me." And there's the mystic who says, "Every idea I get is from God." Well, both of them are wrong. I pity the rationalist, because if you don't hear from God, you don't have much comfort in a time of trial or stress or tragedy. I have been at the funerals of people who don't believe in God. I have been at the graveside of people who don't know God, and it's pretty bleak, because they have no hope. They have no comfort. They don't have God speaking directly to their heart, and I am sad for those people, because they don't have anything to hold on to when the pressure's on. On the other hand, if you think every single idea you get is from God, "God told me this, God told me that, God told me this," you become a mystic. You're going to make a lot of stupid, foolish mistakes. You're going to embarrass yourself. People are going to just think you're loony. What I'm saying is there is a balance between those two extremes, and we're going to talk about that balance in the next couple weeks. What I am saying this, don't let fanatics keep you from experiencing the real thing. Don't be so afraid of going overboard that you don't open your mind to let God speak to your heart and to your mind. Job 33 says this, "God speaks again and again in dreams, in visions of the night, as they lie on their beds. He opens their ears in times like that and gives them wisdom and instruction, causing them to change their minds and keeping them from pride and from falling into some trap." God wants to keep you out of a lot of problems. Now, why does God speak to us as we're laying on our bed? Well, a couple reasons. Number one, when you're relaxed, you can hear better. You're less defensive. You're less distracted. You're more open to what God wants to say to you. And so when you're relaxed, that's the most likely time God's going to talk to you. If you've got the cell phone ringing and the radio on and the television blaring and the BlackBerry and the internet and all these things coming up in your mind, you can't hear God. You got too much noise. And so that's why often when you're just relaxing, you're sitting in your easy chair, you're laying on your bed, God, have you ever had a thought in the shower? Why? You're not doing much in the shower. Okay? It's a relaxing time. And so God can then talk to you. Now, one of the best ways to do this is ask God a specific question before you go to sleep. You can do this. Ask God a specific question. I do it all the time. I'll say, "You know, God, I know you're going to have me talk to this person tomorrow morning. So what do you want to say to them?" And I'll ask that question and I'll go to sleep. I couldn't count the number of times that I've awakened in the morning and the answer is there the first thing when I get up. Why? I'm relaxed and he can speak to my heart. I couldn't tell you the number of times that I've gone to sleep saying, God, what do you want to say to the people on the weekend? And I didn't know. And I go to sleep and I wake up the next morning and the idea is there. It's there. And so just let God speak to you. Now, let me just warn you, most of your dreams, they're wacko. Okay, they have no spiritual significance at all. If you know anything about REM sleep, you know it's just your brain reorganizing all the information, and this goes here, and this goes here, and this goes here, and it's very easy for your brain to take in a scene from a movie, and a scene from a book, and a scene from something here and there, and you heard it, and you don't even know it when, and put it all together. Anybody want to give a testimony of a goofy dream right now? So we've all had wacko, you know, dreams. Definitely unreliable. That's why you have to test and confirm impressions. But on the other hand, don't be afraid of this. Many of the major decisions in my life, God gave me an impression, and then I confirmed it. I just didn't act on the impression. I confirmed it, and then I acted on it. One day many years ago, I was a young man. It's about 30 years ago. I was in a church, a little church in Fresno, California. I was sitting on the stage, minding my own business. I looked over here, and there was a cute little girl playing the piano over here. And I looked over there, and an impression popped into my mind from God. God said, "You're going to marry Kay Lewis." Now, I immediately doubted that impression for three very good reasons. Number one, God had never, ever spoken to me that clearly in my life. I mean, just never in my life had he ever been that clear. Okay, so I immediately doubted it. Number two, I wasn't in love with her. I had no feelings for her, and she certainly wasn't in love with me. And, you know, so, I mean, I knew who she was, but I wasn't in love. Number three, she was madly in love with my best friend. Would that give you pause to question the impression? Well, I did. And so I said nothing about it. In fact, I never even told Kay about it until after we were married, because I'd never use an impression to manipulate anybody. You just don't do that.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry, or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? Well, in his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you'll discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to get yours, so don't wait. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You were made by God and you were made for God, and until you understand that, life is never going to make sense. But once you understand how much God loves you, your life will never be the same. God created you for a unique mission on this earth, and he wants you to complete it, and nobody else can complete it for you. So think about that today. Say, God, what do you want to do with my life? Thanks for listening today, and join me again next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.